let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnasn Rishus Lishluchai Lekadish Es Bitai Vahalachu Bekitcha. A father first instructed his agent to accept a kedushin for his daughter, but the father himself then went ahead and accepted a kedushin for her. Im shalei kadmu kedushav kedushin. If the father's kedushin was first, then only his kedushin is effective, because as Rashi explains, the batlei lishlichusei dishliach. The father's kedushin indicates that he canceled the shlichus. Im shal shlucha kadmu kedushav kedushin. If the shliach's kedushin was first, then only the shliach's kedushin is effective, because the father did not yet cancel the shlichus. And obviously, a second kedushin cannot take effect once she's mekudeshes. The im ein yadua shneim noisin get. And if it was not known which kedushin was first, both are effective l'chumra, and therefore if she chooses to marry someone else, she first requires a get from both men. Vim ratzu, echad noisin get v'echad kainis. And if she chooses to marry one of them, she first requires a get from the other. Similarly, v'chena isha shenasna rishus l'shlucha l'katcha, v'holcha v'kitcha es atzma. If a woman first instructed her agent to accept her kedushin, but she then went ahead and accepted her own kedushin, the above likewise applies. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes. Itmar, kitcha avia baderech, v'kitcha atzma be'ir, v'harehi bageres. In the case of a Nara whose father accepted her kedushin in the morning, and she then accepted her own kedushin later on the same day, and even later on that very same day, she was examined and discovered to be a bageres. And as the Gemara explains, the kaddish bahu yom demash mashisha. This all occurred on the day that the 6 months of Nara is concluded. And as Rashi explains, shayom hi asuy leshtanus. Her status of Nara was destined to change on this day, and she was going to become a bageres at the end of the day. Therefore, Rav says, harehi bageres lefaneinu. Midahashta bageres betzafra nami bageres. The chazaka dahashta, her current status of bageres, assumed that she was already bageres in the morning during her father's kedushin. And as Rashi adds, there is no chazaka de mikara of naira. We do not say that since she was initially a naira, she continues to be considered a naira until a known change. Shekol hayoyim hi becheske shetavai. For the entire day, there was a supposition that she would become a bageres. Therefore, her father's kedushin was not effective because she was no longer under his jurisdiction, and her kedushin did take effect. Shmuel disagrees. And says, Cheshin l'kedushay shneim, we do not consider the chazaka d'hashta as an assumption, and therefore l'chumra, her father's kedushin, was also effective. Because hashta hu d'aisi simanim, perhaps she only became a begeris now, but in the morning, she was still a nara during her father's kedushin. Therefore, perhaps her father's kedushin was effective because she was b'shusay. The Gemara questions Shmuel from a Mishnah in Mesechtas Mikvais. Mikvah shenimded v'nimtza chaser, a mikvah which was initially known to have contained the required 40 sa, but afterward was discovered to be less than 40 sa. Katahayre shenasa agabav l'mafreya temeis. All items that were previously immersed in this mikvah, between now and back to when it was definitely full, are considered tameh. Apparently, because we do consider the chazaka d'hashta that the mikvah's current status of chaser was always its status, and the mikveh is considered vaday chaser. The Gemara explains, hasam tarta l'reisa, hacha chad l'reisa. Regarding mikveh, we do consider the chazaka d'hashta of chaser, because there are two factors which contradict the tahara of the item. De'ikul l'meimer hemed tamei l'cheskasa, ve'im alei tavol. There is a chazaka d'mikara of the item that was initially tamei, that it continues to be tamei until a definite tevila, and this questionable tevila cannot remove the cheskas tamei. And harei chaser lefanecha. There is a chazaka d'hashta that the mikvah was always chaser. Regarding begeres, however, we do not consider the chazaka d'hashta of begeres because this is only one factor that contradicts her father's kedushin. The Gemara suggests that this machlekes Rav Shmuel is possibly based on the same reasoning as the machlekes Tanoim in the following braisa regarding hakaisim nechasev la'acherim v'lo yishayir klum. A person who signed away all his assets to others without leaving anything for himself. And as Rashi writes, B'shchiv mera, im amad, ein matnas matana. If he was a dying person who then recovered, the matana is canceled, because the gali daiti the mitzvah machmas misahaya. It's obvious that his intention of the matana was only if he was to die, but not if he recovers, because he would otherwise not do that. However, b'bari matnas matana. If he was a healthy person, the matana is valid. The braisa begins, mi mitzi miyad mi. If the owner is now a bari and claims to have been a shchiv mera at the time of the matana, while the recipients claim that he was a bari all along, even at the time of the matana, who extracts the matana from whom? Who mitzi miyadam b'loy raya? V'hein emetzin miyod b'lei raya div Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says we consider the Bailam a shchimra, and therefore he can extract the matana from them without a proof, while they cannot extract the matana from him without proof. Rabbi Nassim disagrees and holds in barihu a lovla hevi raya shal yishchimra. We consider the Bailam's current status of bari as an assumption that he was always a bari, and therefore he cannot extract the matana without proof that he was previously a shchimra. The Gemara at this point believe that the reasonings behind both machloikis are the same. Rav Nassin and Rav, who says Hari Begeris Lefaneinu, both hold that we do consider the Chazaka the Hashta of Bari and Begeris as an assumption that this was the previous status as well. While Rav Yaakov and Shmuel, who says Cheshina and Lekedush Eishneim, both hold that we do not consider the Chazaka the Hashta of Bari and Begeris as the previous status. The Gemara answered that this is not necessarily so. Rav concurs even with Rav Yaakov, because Hasim Deka Lame Mehemed Mamin Al Cheskasai, Rabbi Yaakov does not consider the Chazaka the Hashta only regarding monetary issues in which the Bailam has a Cheskas Mamin. He initially possessed the money, and the Chazaka the Hashta cannot override the Cheskas Mamin. Aval Hacha Mine Mehemed Guf Al Cheskasai, Rabbi Yaakov does consider the Chazaka the Hashta regarding Begeris, where she does not have a Chazaka de Mikara of Nara, because it was a Sui Lishtanis, destined to change. While Shmuel concurs even with Reb Nassim, because Hasim the Kule Alma Becheskes Briim Kaimi, Reb Nassim considers him a Bari because there is a supporting Chazaka that all people are healthy. Therefore, Mandekom Mapig Nafshi Mechazaka Hava Olea Leisur Raya. Whoever claims otherwise must bring proof. Avlacha Mikom Mafka Nafshi Mechazaka De Kamei. Reb Nassim does not consider her a Begeris because there is no supporting Chazaka that she was not a Naira. Because as Rashi explains, Harba Nairis Bayoim De Mishlam Shis. Many girls remain Nairis even on the final day. The Gemara cites two brises regarding Kitcha Aviya Baderch, but Kitcha Asma Be'ir, the Harehi Begeris. One brisa rules as Rav, Harehi Begeris Lefaneinu, only her Kedushin is effective, while the other brisa rules as Shmuel, Cheshein LeKedushin Shneim, Lechomer we also consider her father's Kedushin. The Gemara concludes that both brises may concur with Shmuel, but Kan B'Makchashasai, Kan B'Shein Makchashasai. If she contradicts her father and claims to have become a Begeris even before his Kedushin, she is believed, and his Kedushin is not effective. However, if she does not contradict him, then Lechomer, his Kedushin is effective. The Gemara concludes, V'Hilchasa Kavasei de Rav.